Blog Talk Radio.
The show that was like the weirdest vertigo I've had ever.
I know. I opened up the video that you gave me and I was like, oh crap.
Yeah, that's the one that got me. I was like, what? Okay.
Oh, I was like, where is the sound coming from?
And also, yeah, our Twitch is open. I have our site open too. So the Twitch was going and I had that video and then I got Metro last night in my head. I was
that
like,
is always fun.
Ooh, that's better than drugs right there, and that's legal. If you can stand it for a moment, if you don't get up and start screaming. Maybe I was hearing some messages in there or something.
Are you hearing voices?
Yes, the voices. Worship Master Chief forever. That's what I was hearing. All right, in case y'all don't know where you are, this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Hi, Em.
Yay! It's us.
Hey. Are you sure? Shh, don't tell nobody.
I think it is. I'm a little bit zombified today, but I think it is.
Aren't we all like a little zombie-ish today? It's the weather.
I'm trying not to be, but man, you know, it was the bath salts. They got me.
You can sign up for bath salts on our site. And they'll be
roses. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You should go look at it.
There'll be rose-scented. What'd you say, Ginger?
I said, Corey's working on a thing. I should go look at it.
Oh, man, I've been working on that for 3 days. You know, that's a good skill to have, but it's also annoying. It is really annoying. Yes, it's a very good skill, a very annoying skill. But it was worse before I had the skill. It was worse way before high school, way, way worse. So just as a reminder for you all tonight, make sure you're listening 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a special guest sitting in with us. Y'all heard of that girl, Jessica Brown? That girl? Over
That's
Outbreak?
Awesome.
Yeah.
We have someone coming to sit with us. Yay.
She's going to come and sit in with us. We're going to cause some mayhem, some trouble, some...
All that cause trouble?
Yes. And Jessica's pretty flippin' awesome. Wow. She also has her own podcast. We'll talk more about her and with her later on today. And, of course, we'll have us here. We'll be talking about Sony PlayStation 4 conference, all that good stuff. I've been I want to use the term, but I don't want to give away your all's term. It was hilarious what he called it last night. I'm going to type it to Ginger so she can laugh.
Does it have the initial C? Oh, my God. All right, so close.
Yeah, he said that last night, and I was like, I'm on the phone, and I had to, like, cover my mouth to keep from laughing.
That
was hilarious.
Listen, hilarious. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes, so we will be bringing that up, too, tonight, so be ready for that one. I know that'll get you and Snow all up in the high register when that comes about, because that's going to be a whole other argument about the...
I know. Cannot wait to see that.
So, of course, that's the big talk for the week. All the other stuff kind of pales in comparison. And we have a new crazy site. Please drop by. Help us beta test. Yeah, I've been up for like 3 days. And I wish I could say that wasn't literally. I think I've gotten like 2 hours of sleep. And the guy at the store had my – this is how many 5-hour energies I've had. When I walked in the store this morning, he just slid it to me. And held out his hand for my card. He's like, I know what you came for. It's like, thanks. That's service right there. I'd like to thank you there at the corner store.
That is.
Good service. All right. Do you mind if I go first? Because
You may. I will pick this up for you. Oh, my gosh. I was sitting here reading the title to it, and I was like, uh-oh.
Is that not the most hilarious story? story ever.
Wow. All right. That.
This is why, guys, if you're going to let me tell you the story first. Okay, so a Russian woman, according to the Inquisitor, dumped her cheating boyfriend after she discovered him walking around with his ex-girlfriend on Yandex Maps. It's very similar to what Google Maps is, but it's powered by a Russian search engine. Her name is Marina Voinova, and she was searching for an address. Yeah, she's cute. Well, you know that doesn't matter to the guys. That's true. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But she was searching for an address on the site, and she switched to Street View so she could get a better look at the building she was looking for. And there she sees, walking hand in hand with his ex-girlfriend, was
her arm around him, all leaning in together like they're almost about to kiss.
Yes! So she said first she noticed a familiar silhouette. And first she thought, how can someone else look so similar to my Sasha? And that's a guy by the name. That's a Russian name for those of you who don't know. It's a common guy name. And she says, I looked more carefully. I zoomed in, and I saw it was indeed him. And I realized that he was lying and cheating on me all this time. Now, according to the International Business Times, Voinova realized the photos taken were not more than 3 years old. Okay? And she's been with her boyfriend for 5 years. So she knew he had been cheating on her the whole time.
Wow.
She was able to positively identify him by a cast he was wearing on his hand as a result of a bone fracture that he got in the previous summer. And Yahoo News also reported that when Sasha was confronted with the evidence, he immediately confessed. What else could he do? And they decided to end the relationship. And she says, I simply can't understand how I could live with this person. And as you're watching, and if you're watching, of course, you see the trailer of the interview with her, you know, with Life News talking about, I find this hilarious because in this.
And she's so pretty. I mean, I understand guys don't think like that, but. Oh, my God, dude, she's so pretty. You cheated on her with that other chick? Come on.
Well, see, here is the thing that I have noticed, okay? And we say men are visual, but for you girls out there, it's not so much as your face. It's just visual, period. It don't really matter if you're cute. It's, you know, neck down. It don't really see your face. So, you know, they don't care. Think about this. You know, Janet Jackson, as gorgeous as she is, her husband cheated on her. Who? Halle Berry, one of her husbands, cheated on her. And you would think these women... You know,
Halle Berry is a terror, and I'm sorry, Janet Jackson, I do not think is all that pretty. I don't.
Well, nope. But you understand what I'm saying. As far as if you were a guy, you know, and you manage, and you're not a celebrity, and you manage to rope in a Janet Jackson or a Halle Berry, you know, you are the envy of every man, mostly, and they're nice-looking women by most standards. So if they can't keep the guy's attention, you know, what can we say? So... But I find this hilarious because in this day and age of technology, this is going to be happening a lot more. Some of you guys, if you're going to be doing bad stuff, you got to be smarter. You can't be walking all down the street. With your...
Exactly, because Google Images will find you.
Not just Google, but, you know, imagine if somebody was, you know, doing a video for something else and they managed to capture him, you know, and she happened to be on YouTube. This is just bad luck for both of them, unfortunately. Well... You know, I don't know what to call this, because he shouldn't have been doing it, obviously, if you don't want to be with
him. No, he shouldn't have. No, not at all.
Note to you guys out there, if you don't want to be with your girl, just tell her. It's not that women are emotional. You know what pisses us off is that you didn't say anything.
Exactly.
Say something. That's when you get the drama, when you don't say anything. You know,
exactly.
we'll go mm-hmm. cry and eat ice cream with our friends and leave you alone if you don't want to be with us. But if you say you do and we see stuff like this, mm-hmm. All I got to say to Sasha is be glad that that girl is not a Southern girl, because you would have gotten a whole lot worse than confronted. It would have been grits.
True story.
Grits on the face.
True story. And baseball bat to your headlights. Key on the side of your car.
Was it you with the ping pong
sugar ball? Sugar in your gas tank.
No, ping pong ball in the gas tank.
And also certain types of lip gloss, ladies, just saying, will take off the cheap sun stuff that they put on the windows, the shade.
Oh. See, that's all kinds of evil can be done with that. You can write stuff in that with some lip gloss. I'm just saying. Guys.
I didn't realize that. I was just being silly and wrote on a guy's window, and it took off where I wrote, it took the shade stuff off. So, yeah.
See, guys, and you know how you avoid all this? You go to your girlfriend or wife or significant other and say, you know, I just kind of like this girl over here. I'm sorry.
Something, yeah.
And it just works wonders.
Seriously, it's ridiculous.
Works wonders. No lip gloss and all that business will happen. And if they do, then you come talk to us, because then we have to step in to the sisterhood and say, hey, don't do that. All right.
All right. So I got to get to my next story. I missed this Tuesday. This came out after we got off air.
Whoop, whoop.
You hipsters and your Mac. Yeah. Sorry, folks. Seems like all of you sitting there in the coffee shop, a lot of you have been hacked. Oh, yes. Apple was recently attacked by hackers who infected Macintosh computers of some employees. The company said Tuesday in an unprecedented disclosure describing the widest known cyber attacks targeting Apple computers used by corporations. Unknown hackers infected the computers of some Apple workers when they visited a website for software developers that had been infected with malicious software.
Ooh.
The malware had been designed to attack Mac computers.
Ooh.
So all you little idiots who keep telling people, oh, yeah, my Mac is, my Mac is impenetrable.
No.
I'll never get a virus. Liars, pants on fire. Hope you like that worm.
Well, you know, it's not their fault, you know. It really is not their fault. The fault is Apple. They tell people that when they buy the computers, and they believe them that, you know, oh, you're a Mac, you can't get viruses. I hear that.
I've been in Best Buy and heard the salesman tell a guy, oh, yeah, Macs can't get viruses. Bull crap.
Yeah.
Oh, liars. Liars, straight up liars.
I don't know why they tell them that. And then you actually, the Mac people are so convinced of this, and y'all know, Snow and I do tech support, that they will argue with you. I have never had a virus, and I've had my computer a year. And I keep having to say, the more the gamers, the more games you get on Mac, the more hackers you're going to get. It's just the way it goes. Wherever the gamers go, that's where the games go, that's where the hackers go.
Macs have become popular, and now that they've become popular, they are going to get viruses. The reason why they didn't get, they still got viruses, just not much, so you didn't hear about them, was because people didn't use them a lot. And now that people are switching over to it, you're going to get viruses. It's not...
You're going to get viruses. You're going to get that.
No system is 100% safe.
No.
No.
Well, you know, the most amazing thing was, and a lot of people don't know this, there was a virus on the Apple App Store, like on your iPad. And most people, and I didn't even think to put antivirus on an iPad, but you have to now. Any device, if you got a phone.
My phone does, yeah. Everything does.
Your smartphone,
yeah.
Your watch is now, no. But that's common.
My phone has Trend Micro on it, and it scans everything that I put on my phone.
I've got Lookout Mobile, and mine scans. I don't even have a choice. It does it. It scanned itself when it put it. You know how it downloads the updates? It scans itself and goes, wait a minute.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But it's a scary world we live in. But you, Apple and Mac people, stop thinking you're safe. The rest of the world knows you're going to get caught. And then you're going to – you know what I think the worst thing about having a Mac when you get a virus is there really is very difficult to get them cleaned off. It's extremely difficult as with them – than with Windows, because you don't, you know, Windows comes with a very rudimentary, you know, antivirus. So at the very least, if you can't, you know, if you get a virus and you don't have antivirus, you can at least
safe
get
mode.
It enough. Yeah, you can go into safe mode. There's no safe mode with Mac that I know of. Anybody out there got a Mac know of a safe mode? You just.
I don't know, I've never had a Mac, so I can't say whether or not.
I don't know that it has a safe mode. I mean, some of the features Windows had, like, are geeky people. Pinging is easier on a Mac than it is on Windows, but that there's no safe mode. And I've talked to people that Macs that have viruses, and I don't know. I usually don't know what to tell them to do. I'm like, I'm sorry. what you want us to do? I'm sorry.
Buy Windows.
You should have Windows. And it's not that I hate Macs. It's not even that I hate Macs. I think they're beautiful. They are beautiful machines.
They are. And I really can't hate on them. They are very, very good. But.
Yeah. They very seldom glitch. You very seldom have a computer glitch. But this virus thing is a big thing with me. I thought, especially given what we do here. Sometimes somebody sends you something, it's got a virus in it. We've had a developer do that. It got a virus. They didn't know. Not their fault. You know, but.
It's your crap. Oh, man. I'd have been all over that.
Oh, man. Is it be my turn? It be's my turn.
It does be your turn. It does. You want me to show your second one?
Yes, because this is the cutest little game. I found a bunch of Android games yesterday while trying to do stuff that I couldn't play, and this is one of them. That's actually on the Amazon App Store, and it's on Google Play, so you can play it on your Droid.
Droid.
That's right. This is from University of Games, and they are a new indie game company from Nairobi, Kenya. Yeah, a rare place, and they've released a new game called Election Thief. It's a 2D adventure puzzle platformer that's centered around Omu, the ordinary citizen who is hell-bent on tracking down the election thief. The player controls the character from platform to platform in pursuit of the fleeing bad guy who has stolen the votes during the elections. I like this.
Oh, wow.
Ah, with the election. And they say with Election Thief, they wanted to produce a game that is different from the rest, and they didn't want to make an endless runner. So what they had to make up for was a really really interesting story, and this one can be one of the best stories for 2013. The main playable modes are story mode and practice mode. And the practice mode was not developed just to please the eyes, they say, but it will come in very handy as you advance. There are 75 levels. Divided into 15 chapters, each with 5 levels. When you start the game, you're given 5 lives to complete one chapter. When you clear a chapter, your lives reset and you begin the next chapter with all your lives. And as you advance, you get chances and bonuses to increase your max lives. And if you finish all of your lives in a chapter, you'll start from the beginning of the chapter with all your max lives. So the chapters basically act as checkpoints. The game is timed, so it's up to you to finish the levels with the least time, and you can brag to your friends. No, but who actually brags to their friends about these games on Facebook and Twitter? We really don't. Bragging doesn't really work for Facebook. If I'm going to brag to you, I'm going to do it in voice so I can say what I got to say. That's much more fun. What now, Finn? That's not effective on Facebook. Sometimes you try, but it's just not the same. Of course, they said you can unlock some badges and things and share various messages of peace spoken by the election hero, Omu. And, of course, University of Games is a brand new dev company located in Kenya. So then they said their main focus is going to be mobile games for now, but they want to expand onto other platforms. So go check them out on the Amazon App Store. What do you think? Does it look interesting to you?
I think that is kind of neat, actually. I approve of this one.
I think it's really cool. to teach the people over there in Kenya a little lesson about elections in case they are lacking in lessons. Mm-hmm. And, of course, some of us over here need to watch it because we've had an election or two that was some kind of sketchy. Sketchy, questionable, all those things. Yeah, some of you ain't right. Some of y'all ain't right.
But that is cool. I totally approve of this. I think that is really neat. So, cool on them. All right, so, carnivorous dinosaurs. Oh, no! All right, let me get the screen up and going for you.
Did she just go, oh, no, you forgot the Mr. Bill part? Or are you too young to remember Mr. Bill, aren't you?
I'm too young to remember Mr. Bill.
Oh, now I've got to send you a video.
Oh, no. All right, so Tandem Games, once I finally get this up, sorry about that. Tandem Games has released a major update to Android version of Carnivore's Dinosaur Hunter, a widely popular hunting simulation game. The new version features a brand new free area to hunt, at the moment exclusive to Android. Besides the economics, the game has been completely changed so that all the content is either available for free or for skillful gamers, or can be purchased by anyone impatient. The new map is called, oh my god, Nibelungen Paradise, and has all classical map features of the Carnivore series.
Translate that. That's Smith's Paradise is what it's Smith.
Yeah, apparently. Huge 2x2 kilometer 3D area with mountains, valleys, lakes, and forests for endless combinations of hiding, stalking, and attacking the prey. Screenshots of the new area are attached. You know what? My bad. Should have read that part. Anyways,
you have been made. I can't believe you are talking about this particular title. You have all.
I know. I'm not watching the video. I'm not watching it.
Then don't watch it. Don't do it. We don't want to scare our ginger.
No. Cause I do not like.
She does not do dinosaurs.
Do not like dinosaurs. So, all right, Carnivorous Dinosaur Hunter is, again, it's a freemium. So if you want to play it, that's cool. It's been downloaded by If players want to chase after T-Rex in the store, they can make a respective purchase of 99 cents or $1.99, depending on your platform. Its combined features for iOS and Android for Carnivore Series reached 14 million. The games are sold for $2.99 on the Apple App Store. Tatum Games said they will see how the model works and then decide if it should be applied to Carnivore's Ice Age and other games on other platforms as well. Yay!
All right, I was going to throw up a trailer here, but really there's no trailer I can throw up, unfortunately. We have some bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah, we lost one of our own again. We lost another one. He's lost to us, but we lost another brilliant mind. We want to say a rest in peace to Kenji Enno, and a lot of you are like, who is that? He is the creator of the survival horror series and Real Sound Audio. Those things that kind of revolutionized the industry in a way. In a post on his official site from his studio, Yellow to Orange, CEO Katsutoshi Eguchi informed fans that the 42-year-old Enno died of heart failure last night. He is best known in the West for his D series of survival horror games. The original D launched on 3DO back in 1995, PlayStation and Saturn ports the following year. A sequel, D2, was released on the Dreamcast in 2000. And, of course, his most recent release was the 2009 WiiWare puzzle game You, Me, and the Cubes. Beyond those titles, he supposedly was very musically inclined, so he also produced landmark audio game Real Sound Kaze, No Regret for the Sega Saturn in 1997, and a Dreamcast version in 1999. He was also a very early advocate of accessible gaming, and he designed Real Sound for visually impaired players and ensured the entire game could be enjoyed without video. He is survived by his wife, Yuka. Memorial services are being planned for February 24th through the 25th in Tokyo. So we hope there's lots of sound and lots of games for you wherever you went. And we hope there's you get a preview of the PlayStation 4. You get to play it until infinity. You'll be missed.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for the real audio, because that mm-hmm. back in the day was a lifesaver. You guys remember?
Yes, it was. Totally was.
Games sounded horrible before we got the real audio. Y'all remember that little tick 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 tick? You know that little sounds that we heard before.
Cute. It was bad. It was very, very, very bad.
We're nostalgic for it, but just remember that's all we used to hear instead of all the big booming sound that we hear now. This gorgeous orchestral things that we hear. So we owe it all to that lovely gentleman. You'll be missed.
You will be.
So young, 42. That's really
young. I know. And so hard for his family. That's just so sad. I hate that happened. All right, so I've got to share this with you. I have got some stuff.
Please? Worms?
No.
Chickens? Cats?
No. I've got PS4 info. All right, so last night, as we know, was a Sony press conference, which I missed. I'm going to go back and watch today. I've got some specs for you. We do not have a price so far. They're not saying. Corey heard 250. I heard at least 400. So I guess we'll see. Sony revealed a few details about the PS4 hardware at the start of their press event. It contains what the company called a supercharged PC architecture, an 86 to 64 AMD processor, and 8 gigabytes of GDDR5 unified system memory. It'll feature a big hard drive, no specified size mentioned. We'll utilize secondary dedicated hardware chips to make the system offer a more seamless and instant experience, like chips to manage uploads and downloads of shared content. This will enable players to begin downloading the game, in theory, and start playing it almost immediately. The PlayStation 4 will also feature a high-end graphics chip to help with processing and a chip to handle compressing and decompressing video. So we've got some specs here. We've got the AMD Jaguar 8-core CPU. That's hot. AMD Next Generation Radeon-based graphics engine, 1.84 TFLOPS, 8 gigabytes of memory, hard disk built-in, optical drive, it's going to be read-only, super speed. Well, of course, it's going to be read only. Super speed, USB, communication, Ethernet, Bluetooth, of course. AV output, HDMI, analog AV output, digital output, which is optical. Sony's new console is going to be as seamless as possible and to provide social features like video sharing, game spectating, and the ability to jump into a friend's game on the fly to help. That's awesome. What that means is they're basically going to be able to take over that person's control of the game when they need some help. That is cool. Do you remember, you know, when you're younger, getting your older brother or sister or your parent with the Mario games? Can you give me the extra lives? Because, you know, we weren't quite talented enough to sit there and hit the button fast enough to do the jump.
You speak for yourself, because that's how you have what you call the gamer initiation, how you find out if you really are, mm-hmm. and how you know if you're really a gamer is you're up, you've been playing since 5 o'clock the morning before, and I'm going to get this, and I don't care how long it takes for me to do it.
That's cool. From PlayStation Europe, on their Twitter, they said PS1, PS2, and PS3 games to be playable via the PlayStation Cloud service. That's hot. So it is going to be a sort of backwards compatible. That's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And they will not block used games. So that's good because we heard that they might. So
we heard that, no, Xbox was the one really, really pushing that.
Okay. Okay, maybe it was Xbox then.
I think it was them too, but I think Xbox was the one really pushing it. PlayStation mentioned they might, and they backed up really quick, and now we know they have really backed up. But Xbox, if you do that, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to become a PS4 fangirl. I will leave you. It will be.
I'm probably going to go to the PS4. I'm sorry, Xbox. There is no reason why I should have to pay a monthly fee to play my game.
You know what, Ginger? I agree with you on one hand. It's not the monthly fee to play the games. It's supposed to be the monthly fee to be able to play on Xbox Live with your friends, which I would pay for if they actually enforce the whole adult thing. I should be able to have an area where if I'm just playing with you, where I can, you know, be a grown-up, it's fine, and then the kids have an area. That makes sense to me to pay for that. But they are moving – they are so far off the rails at Xbox. We don't even have it's not a gaming console anymore. It's just, oh, here, it's a cable box. Let's put your HBO on it. That's what I don't
know. I can buy cable, which I don't, because I don't want cable. So
I have cable for a separate reason, because I don't put it on my.
And I can get all that on the PS3. I can get it a la carte on the PS3.
Exactly. You can go to PS3, and if I want that stuff, I can use it. If not, and it's free. So Xbox, I'm telling you, you all have shot yourself in the foot. Gamers are getting very, very pissy. Mm-hmm. We're tired of this. We want our console back, not a multimedia thing. I got a cable box for the reason of having cable. I don't want my Xbox to be a cable box. Just like
exactly.
The only gadgets I need for you to combine to make my life easier is I need a gaming console that's also a cell phone. That's what I need. That's it.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, and I've been playing the PS3 more. You know, I've got my video service on the PS3. Which is nice. I can rent movies if I want, and they're super cheap. It's super cheap. I can rent like a movie for like $3 for 24 hours, and I'm okay with that, because where else are you going to go to watch a movie? I mean, you're going to go pay $12 to get into the movie theater, your popcorn, your drink. You're going to pay $30 per person. I can pay $3. I can pop my own popcorn and drink my own drink. It's great, and I can watch it in bed.
See, you make an interesting – that's a very, very interesting point, and we will probably go into this again tonight, is that now on Xbox, I'm paying for Xbox Live, and it doesn't – that's the other thing that irritates me. It doesn't get me any of that stuff for free. If I want to rent a movie, I still have to pay to rent a movie.
Well, so I had to pay a subscription fee, which was like $70 for a whole year. But again, that's two movies. Two movies going to the theater, $70.
No, I'm saying for Xbox Live, if I'm paying for an Xbox Live subscription – I should be able to grab movies. If you're going to force me to have all this stuff, okay, I got a Netflix, I got this, all that should be included for me, right?
Yes, I'm an Xbox Live member.
Why am I paying extra for my Netflix? Why am I paying extra?
And now I've got YouTube? Oh, buddy, I can watch stuff that I shouldn't be watching.
Yeah, the YouTube is on the Xbox, but again, it is another paid service. I can't just download and use it, at least not on mine. So I'm annoyed that I'm paying you for a subscription just, yes, now to play games. All the other stuff that you're putting on there, I don't get any special treatment for having it at all. I don't get any of it for free. I got to pay you extra. So it doesn't make sense to me. When, yes, as you said, I could go over to my PlayStation 3, have it free, and if I should decide I want to rent a movie, I can go ahead and pay for it. But it's like way mm-hmm. less. It's ridiculous. Xbox is going to have to do something, because you're losing your core audience. I'm not even talking about game-wise, just – you know, you built your reputation on community, and you are telling the community, F you. You know, I don't like that.
We do not like that at all. Give us back our freedom.
Flipping people. All right, let me move along. I'm going to get off my soapbox. I'll save it till later because I can't say what I want to say. All right.
I love the Corey.
For you fallen earth people.
Yay. Wait, am I showing up?
We managed to coax Joey. Just a screenshot of their website because I love them so, so much over at Fallen Earth.
We do. They are amazing. They are amazing people. And yes, Joe, I intend to be in there maybe tonight after the show.
Did he leave? Didn't he say he left? He said he left.
Oh, no. I think he said he was going to leave for that other game that we showed yesterday, possibly.
It is pretty. I will not. I won't leave them. I may switch over and play for a while. I got to keep all of them because, you know, there will be something I like that I won't like in the other game. I'm guaranteeing it that I will like for Fallen Earth. But we shall see. Anyway, Reloaded Productions, who is one of the makers behind Fallen Earth, announced today that Fallen Earth gamers, plagued by the immense power of Global Tech Ordinance of Rapid Extermination, GORE, you've seen that if you've been in game, now have refuge in the form of a new Stage 3 core suit. It's a leap in defensive wasteland technology. This is a new player-created armor suit that utilizes for the first time chance on use effects, also known as procs, to provide more survivability during player versus player battles and standard gameplay. Additionally, the Reloader Productions team is increasing the functionality and effectiveness of the gamma radiation-powered mutation skill lines based on player feedback and hundreds of hours of playtesting. As a result, the entire population of the Wasteland will receive 2 free full respecs, resetting all AP, player statistics, and skills. That's right. You get to go in there and redo your character.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Cause I'm pretty sure I think I screwed mine up.
Yeah, I'm going back in and fix my girl. She's kind of messed up. I need more cooking skill. I need more, more cooking and more crafting. That's what I'm going to go back and put mine in. And what is it? My hand-to-hand? My melee?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where I put all my stuff. Because when I'm crafting, sometimes you got to get up and just knock somebody out because they're just, you know. Anyway, additionally, the GORE weapons were introduced last year, and they've proven to be popular, the most popular and most sought after, so they decided to offer up something that could help level the playing field against the incredibly powerful weapons. This is from Asa Reed, producer of Fallen Earth Reloaded Productions. Like the GORE weapons, the Stage 3 core suits are entirely created by players, using parts and resources found in the Wasteland.
Cool.
I like it. Along with one key ingredient, exclusively through, yes, you guessed it, farming. We need a farm! They said our goal is to challenge and reward our long-term players with new, powerful in-game armor while also introducing our first-ever proc-based armor. That's from when Mr. Reed works over there at Reloaded Productions. If you've never played Fallen Earth, it's a free-to-play post-apocalyptic MMO set near the Grand Canyon in the year 2156. It's a hybrid third-person shooter and a It also has first-person shooter capabilities, for those of you who like that. A blockbuster hardcore role-playing game is what it's being called. Fallen Earth features real-time Twitch-based combat, 6 factions, a classless advanced system, and a powerful, very, very powerful crafting system in which players make 95% of the in-game items. Awesome.
Yes, yes. This game, as we've told y'all before, is not for the faint of heart. It's not for children. So keep your little rugrat, ankle-biter, crotch fruit out of it, thank you.
That's right.
And
it also has,
bring your big girl panties.
Exactly. And I did not know we have over 1,000 square kilometers of territory to explore because I stay in
a little. We stay in that one little corner. We've not left. And
yeah.
We need to.
I'm underneath the freeway as of late. I keep staying under there, you know, getting stuff to craft. I'm getting cotton. I need cotton. I got to make T-shirts. So if you haven't played, you really should. They're saying at current they have more than 5,500 game missions, including the ability to capture towns and territory, which is newly added because I don't think we could do that before.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Fallen Earth is rated M for mature. So you, as Ginger said, put your big girl panties on when you come in there. You cannot play this around some little people because, yes, the NPCs do yell out bad words. When
they do, and they will.
Very, very bad words.
Some of the things they will say to you is not very nice.
Well, it's not nice. It also makes me angry. Then I start yelling it back like they can hear me. What did you just call me? I didn't call the B word so many times. Get that. You heard the one that yelled, get that B. I was like, what did you just call? Oh, all of you are going to die.
All of you are going to die.
All of you are going to die.
That parking
garage that we like. I'm standing there. All of you are going to die now. Pull out my guns. Dual wield it. Call me.
How dare you call me that? What were you thinking?
One called me a slut one day. That was a new one. Yeah.
That's not very nice.
It wasn't nice at all. I was shocked.
Did you put a bullet in her head?
It wasn't a woman. It was a guy.
All right, well, did you put a bullet in his crotch?
No, I actually chopped him in the side of the neck with my katana. That's when I got my new katana that day.
I approve of it.
He had it coming.
Yes, he totally did. Totally.
That was by the jail. I was shocked because I hadn't heard that one before. That's the funny thing about Fallen Earth. You never know what to expect. And I was by the jail, and he turned around, and he says, "Oh, you slut." And he comes running at me, and I was like, "What did you just call? Did you just say slut?"
Hell no.
It took me a minute to get my knife out. I was like, "Did you just call me a slut?" Oh, okay. It's on. Dude, it's on.
You is dead. You is so dead. You don't even know how dead you are. Wow.
Ah, try this. 150 damage. Slide. Okay, anyway. It should be your turn.
It does be my turn, and I am laughing about that. Hello. Yay, Ted followed me. Okay, I don't know who she is. Hey, Ted. Hi, Ted, if you're listening. Hi, Ted.
Hola, Ted. Come on.
I think it's actually... Hold on, let me see.
It's a bibliotheca.
It's Ted Page. Oh, it's the bear. It's the bear from the movie, Ted. Hey, Ted followed me. That is so cool. Ted followed me. All right, so... Let me move it. This.
You may want to keep Ted in front of you, Ginger.
I know, right?
You may want to keep...
I don't know, Ted's kind of cute. How you doing, Ted?
Have you seen with Ted in front of you? Trust me.
Okay. CS map makers get cease and desist from Montreal Transit Authority.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is public transportation a brand? That's the question one has to ask oneself when it reads about the Montreal Transit Authority threatening two Counter-Strike designers with a $49,200 fine over a new Counter-Strike map based on the Montreal subway station. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. According to Ars Technica, Diego Leitis and Frederick Dennis spent 9 months making a detailed version of the Barry Yuquam station. But even before the map has been released, the Société de Transport de Montréal sent the duo a cease and desist letter. I would like the Montreal Transit Authority to show me the law that forbids me to reproduce a public place. This is coming from Leitis. The duo has been working on the map to get it done in time for a land gaming competition to be held at a local technical university, the École de Technologique Supérieure, anyway, a school in the area. This is happening in early March, and I hope y'all don't hear that. Weird noises going on.
Nope.
The duo has been working on the map. Already read that. Leitis has told Canadian media that he had asked the local transit authority for permission and was denied his request on the grounds that the map might cause potential panic among its riders. How so? Anyways, STM spokesperson Emily Regis told Ars that the STM had no comment on the cease and desist letter it sent to Leitis because they are private legal matters. We usually take appropriate measures when someone uses our brand without permission. You're not a brand! Stop it! yeah, it's a pretty odd statement because this is the first time that we've ever heard of someone referring to a public service being called a brand. The only real brand that the duo might be copying without permission is the organization's logo. So just change the logo! That's easy enough to do. This just annoys me. This totally, I don't get this. You get this? Because I don't get this.
No.
We're a brand. No, you're not. You're a public service. Sit down, shut up.
Ooh. All right. Y'all done made the Ginger mad. Please, Mr. McGee, don't make Ginger angry. You wouldn't like her when she's angry.
I mean, you can make a map of anywhere. Change the logo, change the name. You know, use a pseudonym, use something. Change the letters around. You know, something. It's just ridiculous. So I don't know.
Hey, they get all caught up in. Sometimes it's stupid. It's very stupid semantics. There's no point at all.
No point at all.
There's no point at all. Some of the things they argue about don't make any sense to me. And I know they keep saying, oh, it's a matter of principle. But you know what? You don't have to why don't y'all just agree to sit down and talk over the table? That should be the last resort, but it seems to be like the first thing they go to there. They just jump right in.
Really? That's what you want me to show?
Yeah, I do want you to show. Go ahead and show that. There's a reason why. There's a story to go with it. There's a story.
Okay.
All right. We have been telling you about the new Superwoman over at Yahoo, Miss Marissa Mayer, who...
Oh, wait.
Oh, you don't have it up yet?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Not that.
You got noise? Is that what you got, noise?
No. Uh-oh. There we go. Okay. Ta-da!
Miss Marissa Mayer, who had a baby and took over Yahoo all at the same time. She's been Yahoo's CEO for less than a year, but she comes from Google, and she's already channeling a little bit of Google. As of yesterday, they launched a new page. So if you went to Google, you were probably going, what the hell? And I heard that a lot yesterday. What the hell is going on with this? All right, so the most immediately noticeable thing about the new page, if you're watching us here on Twitch, is the layout. It's clean. It's simple. And it's deliberate, just like the current Google homepage that Mayer helped design. We tell y'all, lack of clutter is a good thing. While the new page is clearly fueled by subtraction, according to VentureBeat, it comes with a few major additions as well. Yahoo has added an infinite news feed to the page, giving users an unending customized look at the information they actually care about. The customization goes further. The new Yahoo homepage allows users to turn off certain homepage items. So that means if you don't like getting your horoscope or looking at dating stuff, you just don't have to see it. Marissa says that the new Yahoo homepage is all about your interests and preferences. Ooh, thank you. In all, the new page is clear and is a much-needed improvement over the very cluttered Yahoo homepage that they had before for so very, very long. Mayer may be the best thing that's ever happened to Yahoo, as we thought she would be.
You know, I noticed the change yesterday, and I was kind of like, would y'all stop? Because I kid you not, it seems like once a month they change the darn thing. And I'm like, stop it!
No. Well, she was trying to get it right, and I'm kind of digging this. It is much cleaner.
Well, I finally get used to it, and they change it.
Well, that's before they had her, which was very nice. I do like this. It is a lot cleaner. Clean is...
Well, now they just need to fix the mail page, because I don't like the email. It annoys...
I have some inside information on the email that I'm going to shut up about because I cannot speak on it.
See, She's so fun.
I can't. I would love to. I can't. I cannot share. But I will tell you that it should be done quick.
It should be done quick?
It should be done quick. Part of that was them redoing this. Now, some of this stuff is still going to lead to the old Yahoo page, just so y'all know.
All right.
Yeah, but the mail, very quickly, it should be working.
I hope so. All right. So, my next door. And I do not have anything for this, so I'm just going to show y'all an image.
What she had for lunch.
There you go. Okay, so Indie Royale has just launched the Chosen Bundle. Selected by our fans, the Chosen Bundle from Indie Royale is a second chance to get the game from last year's popular St. Patrick's Day Bundle. Over 1,500 people voted that St. Patrick's winning in a close vote over the difficult second bundles. The polls run on Twitter and our Facebook, also on Google+. Leading the Chosen Bundle is Hard Reset from Poland's Flying Wild Hog. Hard Reset is an action-packed single-player shooter for the PC. Set in a cyberpunk city, Hard Reset emphasizes over-the-top destruction and gives you a huge variety of weapons to dispatch the hordes of enemies. The extended edition is available from Steam, or the regular game is on Desura and DRM-free. You also get an art book and the OST, MP3, and FLAC. The extended edition was released in July of 2012 and is different to the version of the original St. Patrick's Day bundle. Kotaku called the Hard Reset a sexy cyberpunk shooter. Yay! All right, so next up in the line of Chosen Bundle is the original 2D point-and-click adventure. Okay, Jolly Rover is for PC and Mac from Steam, Desura, and DRM-free, plus OST, from Australia's Brossom. Players follow the short and stubby tale of its canine protagonist across three wild and untamed tropical islands as he attempts to fulfill his dream of starting a circus. GameSpot reviewing it with the comment that Jolly Rover is a swashbuckling canine adventure full of colorful characters and plenty of laughs. All right, so they also have Vertex Dispenser. It's a fast-paced abstract strategy game with mathematical puzzle elements, which could be fun. And the last two games in the bundle are DLC Quest and Lair of the Evil Doer. They're available for Windows from Desura and beyond free with a Mac version too. With DLC Quest, the developer has made a game that mocks the games industry and its foibles, whilst Lair of the Evil Doer is an RPG shooter which sees you escaping from Dr. Odious's evil doing lair. Alright, so those who pay $8 USD or their currency equivalent during the chosen bundle will get Daniel Capo's OST original soundtrack in MP3 and FLAC format. Yay! Alright, so you want to get in on this? Well, the official website is indieroyale.com. So that's kind of cool, folks. So $8 for all those games. That's not bad. Yay! And Corey's all quiet.
Oh, I was reading something.
No, I really got to get into one of these indie bundles one of these days. I haven't done it, but I think I should.
Right. You got that there. You got that there video.
I have got that there video. Yes.
I would like to say that the what I just tweeted was a lie. I was forced to share from the introversion people. No. Which is that there's yes, it was a lie. I was forced to share with you. It says they have a PlayStation 4 platform exclusive. They don't. They lied. But they do have a new version of Prison Architect being released. That's right.
Ha-ha. There's like a new version every week, don't they?
Well, it's still in alpha. They are putting it down over there at Introversion. Got to give them credit. They said, of course, they're ready to release the Alpha 7 version. As of last week, 30,000 of you joined more. These guys are doing it upright.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so in Alpha 7, they said they started making good on some promises that they were making. If you're playing, you probably know what these are. They said they made higher level tiers to include your face in the game and your name in the entries. And they said this, of course, is their way to giving back to you as the consumer, the customer, who are in a position to help with those higher different levels. And they said you've been incredibly generous, so you will find a new option in your main menu to list all the current names in the games and faces, and you can transfer any of them right into your prison now, so you can put your own self in jail. Funny. In addition to that, they said about one-third of all randomly generated prisoners will now take their name and bio from this particular database, meaning their prisons just became a little bit more colorful. It's going to be interesting. They said also if you bought the game and want to include your own name and bio in the database, they have a special offer for you for the next 2 weeks. You can upgrade your purchase for just an additional $10, half of what the upgrade would usually cost. They also said they've made a fairly massive change to the game AI rules. From this point forward, only guards can open locked doors. Previously, they had a slightly weird situation where prisoners and staff could simply glide through the locked door as long as they weren't misbehaving. The jail doors ended up looking like supermarket doors, sliding open willingly. With this new change, your guards will be kept very busy, indeed running around and unlocking doors to let prisoners and staff through. You'll need to ensure that you have enough guards distributed around your jail through the deployment system. Otherwise, people will end up waiting by locked doors for hours and will fail to achieve their needs or assign jobs. You'll also need to think very carefully, they said, when securing a building with several heavy doors, because this will tie up your guards for a lot of their day. This is another massive change to the guts of the game, is what they're calling it, and makes the prisons feel quite different. They said they've also introduced two new emergencies buttons. Lockdown immediately closes and locks all the jail doors, sealing everyone wherever they happen to be. And this is extremely useful during an attempted escape. I love what I'm hearing from this game. I cannot wait to play.
Hilarious.
Long-term fans of Prison Architect will no doubt have experienced the frustration of a single janitor opening the front gates just as a bunch of armed escaping prisoners run through. This will help with that. The other emergency button, Bang Up, instructs all prisoners to return to their cells. This is useful for crowd control when a fight breaks out. And they said they may consider moving these two new alarm buttons to the main toolbar at some point. And finally, long overdue, they said you'll see new options menu in the main menu. From there, you can change the resolution to full screen or to windowed, and you can press F1 at any time to toggle this. That is flipping hot. I like that. So if you haven't played Prison Architect, go over and check it out. They're still in the alpha stages. Again, we must stress, it is in
alpha
the alpha
means
stages.
It's not going to work, people.
Yep, it's not even in beta. It's not even close to being finished, but it seems like they've done quite a bit. If you're watching what Ginger had up, they've done quite a bit already. If this is indicative of what they're going to have when they're done, if it's going to be better than this, I am all kinds of impressed just watching the video. And again, people, not much to support them, and they're doing this all themselves. And it's, I think it's only like four or five of them that are putting this together, and it's a simulator. I'm so excited to hopefully get a chance to look at. They sent us some weird email this morning. Oh, and ladies, if you like listening to accents, you got to go over and check out this video that Ginger's watching. You can't hear the sound, but two of the team members are talking. They have lovely UK Scottish something or other accents.
Very hot.
Delicious. Rare. I cannot wait to play this because I need to lock some people up.
Yeah, that is totally your kind of thing right there. So yeah. That does not surprise me at all.
See, you know what the cool thing is about a simulator? I mean, EA does theirs and SimCity is awesome. But with this kind, you can, if you do a good simulator, the graphics don't have to be super great. You don't have to be able to zoom in at their face. It's just I need to be able to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, what they're doing. And I also ran across a somebody the other day, a girl who played Sims, and she said what she loves most about simulators, she's also like simulators, she says, is the same thing. I like to see what they're doing, and then she said she talks back at them, which is also good therapy. If you've had a bad day, you go and play a simulator, and the people are doing stuff, you can scream and yell at them, and you can, you know, throw them around, or or in this instance, especially with this game, lock them down and send the guard in to do some things to them. It's good stress relief. Games are very good stress relief, so you don't hurt real people. That's what it's for.
That's funny. All right, so I got to tell you all about this one. And Corey's going to be like, oh, my God. I had to sort through this to find a video that wasn't completely unsafe for work. Scarlet Blade's unique environment set the tone for a distinctive MMORPG experience. Exotic locales abound in Area Games' upcoming mature MMORPG. By mature, they mean boobs everywhere. A rich tapestry of gorgeous environments awaits in Scarlet Blade from Area Games. The unique, massively multiplayer online role-playing game features eye-catching characters, and by that they mean boobs everywhere. But they aren't the only beautiful sights players will find within. I have no idea what happened. I just started, like, choking. All right, so, though, Scarlet Blade takes place on a futuristic Earth. The world has been radically changed due to the hostile invasion of the alien race known as Nerak. Players begin their journey in a technologically advanced underground base. From the moment they emerge on the surface in the starting zone of Enosia and witness the vast environment dominated by the creeping overgrowth on the ruins of the once-proud cities, the mixture of nature and technology will be a centerpiece of Scarlet Blade's diverse locations. Exploring the world will lead players to the dense forests of giant mushrooms crawling with monstrous living worms, while broken down industrial complexes house what's left of the Nerak's sinister biological experiments. The action heats up in electrifying instances such as Bitterstone Core, where players will go up against members of the Shadow Army, treacherous humans that have sided with the Nerak. But the Scarlet Blade's unique take on a post-apocalyptic setting also provides ample, by that they mean big boobs, opportunity for fun and frolic. Nestled in the midst of the frozen mountains of Merholt lies a sunny beach oasis tucked away for determined players to find. I wonder if you can get your characters naked then. But anyways, as you see, all the characters are girls. They are wearing very little. I had to sort through the videos to find one that I could show you that wasn't not safe for work.
Which game is this?
Because I'm talking about Scarlet Blade.
Oh, stop.
I mean, boobs, like, I was seeing nipples and everything. It was not good. Not good. So I'm a little bit upset. I mean, because you can't play a guy at all. It's all girls.
Well, on one hand, yay. But on the other hand, can y'all not do that there, Area Games?
Yeah. Can you give us a guy? I mean, I like playing as a girl, but I want my boobs covered. Thank you. And you're not letting me cover my boobs, so not cool. Not cool at all.
Wow, I can't believe we still have people making games like this.
Yeah, and they're saying it's mature. No, that's not mature. It's just perverted.
Yes. Which reminds me, speaking of non-perversion, if you are in the Houston area, I will be out at the launch party for Tomb Raider next month.
Yay, Tomb Raider.
Yes, so I will be out in... I was thinking about trying to dress up like Laura, but I don't think I'm going to do that. It's probably going to be cold. So, I'll have on my gamer girls radio t-shirt. and hanging out with some people from Extra Life. That'll be fun. It's in the Galleria. You can check our Facebook page if you want to get to, or go to the Extra Life Facebook page via our Facebook page if you want to come and hang out with us. Just be warned, once I get the controller in my hand, you might want to move. I don't really want to hear what you guys say. I'm going to be playing. I'm very excited for this one. Yay! All right.
Yay!
So we got another fantasy MMORPG, and I'm sorry to say, I did not preview this trailer. I was watching it, so I don't know if we got any nipples in here, but I'm assume we don't. This is called the Aurora World. It's currently in closed beta, and it's actually going to be in closed beta for March the 7th.
Oh, those trees are pretty.
Ah, isn't it nice? I didn't see any nipples when I was watching, so it seems like it might be all right. The Aurora World story takes place after a cataclysmic war between the gods in heaven, leaving the world in chaos. Players will venture across the land.
Why spiders? Always spiders.
Across the land to unite powers of good and vanquish evil, taking on
eight different professions. Do we get to drive those things? Because, oh my God.
I don't know yet.
Siege weapons?
Don't know yet. Taking on eight different professions with your own unique, each with their own unique specialization and mastery system, comprising an extensive PvE experience with entertaining daily quests, events, and crafting, alongside a robust PvP system that includes large-scale nation wars, clan wars, a PK system, and a Colosseum mode. The Aurora World offers the unique hybrid pet mount system, yes, Ginger, known as Mansions, that will aid players in their journey while being immersed in a world full of lush environments and detailed character models. Powered by Aurora Interactive's self-developed graphics engine, so they're not using Unreal 3. This is their engine. I don't know what it is, but
it's pretty.
It is very, very pretty. They said, of course, you can look forward to special events during closed beta, depending on how they play and experience the game, or how you play and experience the game. First, all players who Facebook connect with the Aurora World will be given cash.
Oh, wait, they have pandas?
Yes, you will be given cash to test during the closed beta. Second, there will be a random draw amongst the top 100 players with the most login time. Five lucky winners will receive, and I want you to pay very close attention because this is a real prize, not an in-game item, a Razer Black Widow Ultimate Gaming Keyboard. Another five will receive an amazing Razer Naga Gaming Mouse. And players who reach level 30 before the end of closed beta will receive a special gift package when the open beta begins. You can track all of your information and subscribe for future news and updates on Aurora World's official Facebook page, The Aurora World, or at their forums, theauroraworld.com. And let me just tell y'all, this keyboard is flipping gorgeous. You see the key? No, I'm saying the keyboard.
No. I know that keyboard, though. My keyboard comes on.
Let me go ahead so you can throw that up there. Let me tell y'all, y'all want this keyboard. I want this keyboard. Check that out right there. I am excited.
I love some Razer stuff.
Razer makes good stuff. They do.
I was looking at that one because I almost got that one in my Call of Duty one. I'm a Logitech girl, so...
I like Logitech, but I think this one is gorgeous. I even like the color.
The Logitech has left the gaming realm, I want to say. I don't think they're making any stuff anymore.
They're trying to leave it, so we may have to switch to Razer. But look at that. That's a lovely...
That's hot. That is backlit keys.
Yes.
That is nice. That is an awesome.
Man, I would be all just... That's good immersion when you're playing an MMO.
It needs a wrist rest, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Some of us spend too much time on the computers, and we need those wrist rests. Thank you.
I would like also that if I could change the color. I wouldn't always want green. I may want red. I might want a purple, a blue. I might even want a pink just for the, you know.
Well, the green is supposed to be not hard on the eyes in the dark and this, that, and the other.
I beg to differ. Anybody remember those old IBM computer with that green screen? That is a lot. That is hard on your eyes.
I almost forgot about those. Oh, my God.
Yes. Old IBM would mess
you. Back in the day. Holy crap. Corey reached way back there.
I did. I had a flashback when I saw the keyboard. Oh, man. This company I used to work for, I still had those. Even when Windows came out, they still had those IBM computers.
Oh, wow.
And remember the very big, fat keyboards that had a spring in them, and it would go click, click, when you let it up, like you push it down, and when you let it up, it would go click, click again?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yes, those. They had those. And even with Windows. Made no sense.
Those are sexy keyboards right there. Sexy. Oh, crap. We got to go.
Oh, my God. We do. All right, we'll see you guys 9 p.m. Central Standard tonight. Make sure you're here. We'll be talking about Sony and seeing what we can see. There'll probably be a big fight to break out. Just come bring it.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a-messin' where you shouldn't have been a-messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking.
Jen, kisses, puppies.
Later, boys and girls.